So a little over a year ago, I get a private message on Twitter from a fellow from the Hangin' Outcast, and it basically said, "Hey man, I think our podcasts are very similar. If you wouldn't mind giving us a listen and a review on iTunes, we would do the same for you. We would trade reviews." And so I listened to it, and I wasn't a huge fan, and I made the mistake of going on our show the next week. I was irritated at the trade reviews thing because I saw that as being kind of, I don't know, dishonest, which is kind of stupid to take a moral stand on something like that. And also, I kind of trashed the show a little bit. I didn't say the name of the show, but I did trash it a bit. And he heard it, and he came to me, and he said, "Hey, I knew you were talking about us." And I apologized. I told him, maybe I just heard a bad episode. I'll give it another try. And, you know, that's what you do. You lie, and you say, "Oh, no, man, it's not that bad. I'm sorry," you know. And I was. I shouldn't have said it. So I'm sorry that I trashed your show. I wasn't a big fan of it, but I just should have kept my fucking mouth shut. So he said no hard feelings. He was very complimentary of our show. He said, you know, he went on his show and said, "Hey, you should listen." It was really nice of him to do. He asked us for a bumper, which I said we'd do. I don't think we ever did. And I said, "Hey, you know, it would be funny if, you know, now that we're buddies, if you made a bumper for us and just, you know, said, 'Hey, fuck you, you're an asshole for trashing our show. Listen to our show. And this is Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks,' whatever." So I played it. I played a clip of them trashing me at the start of our show. I thought it would be funny. I think more than anything, it proved everything I said to be right. But, you know, whatever. I was trying to be the nice guy. And somewhere after that, I'm not really sure what happened, but he got mad at us again. He blocked us on Twitter, and he started this little passive-aggressive chain of things where, you know, he badmouthed us on his show, and he played our music and did a little record-scratchy thing and then played his own music. And I ignored him. I didn't really want anything to do with whatever he was doing. I was just like, "I apologize to the dude already, whatever." And so then he started going on other shows and spreading the gospel of fuck Mike. And, you know, whatever. So I just tried to, you know, maybe he'll just go away. I don't have any interest in fighting with this guy. I just don't. Which culminated in him deciding to go on iTunes and give our show a 1-star iTunes review. So at that point, I'm like, "Well, fuck this guy. What is he doing?" So I emailed him like, "Hey man, what's your fucking problem? I thought we were over this. What's the deal?" And he said that I was being passive aggressive towards him. I'm not really sure what I'm sure I did something. I'm not denying I did something. But I said, "Dude, I think most of this is in your head. I don't have any issue with you. Just fucking knock it off." So he didn't change the review. I ended up, Mandy Weaver from the Furnacast, I showed it to her, and she figured out a way to complain about it being inappropriate or something, which is kind of funny. You know, you are listening to the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks, and you're going to flag a review as inappropriate. I don't remember. It said something about menstrual blood or something, and she got it knocked off. So, but I mean, you know, iTunes reviews, who gives a shit? But, you know, it was more the principle of the fucking thing. And so, I mean, people did see it. It's not like I'm making it up. There's plenty of people that I complained about it that saw it. So, I mean, if he denies it happened, he's lying. I think it's over. I think we're not talking about this anymore. The guys, you know, we talked. I paid attention to him. That's what he wanted. Weeks later, I get a tweet in the middle of the night that says, you know, "Oh, well, we mentioned you on our show this week." And I was like, oh, great. So I listened to it, and the co-hosts, you know, saying, "Oh, you know, fuck you, we're still mad at you." And so I ignored it. I tried to, every now and then, if I saw something that he tweeted that I knew something about, I would try to be friendly with the guy. I don't have any reason to be mad at the guy. I'm trying to be nice. I'm trying to do the right thing. I don't want to be a bully. And then the rap happens.
Yeah. I laugh when I hear your name.
And everybody assumes it's about us. And he says, no, it's just a general thing meant for everyone, which, if you hear it, he's being very specific for a general statement. He's making a lot of accusations about people doing things that he doesn't like, and it's dedicated to podcast haters and people that hate on podcasts, but then he proceeds to hate on things in podcasts that he doesn't like bits and sucking up to people on Twitter, which is really hilarious coming from him, seeing as there isn't just a follow Friday. There's a sexy Saturday and a smiley Sunday and a wacky Wednesday. And so I actually kind of think that maybe the rap is about him, that he's rapping about himself, but that's neither here nor there. So I decide, oh, well, if he's making general statements about things he doesn't like in podcasts, I can make a general statement about things in podcasts. And I say that it's nice to have quality control. It's nice to have other co-hosts that aren't afraid to speak up to avoid doing something really lame. And the example that I used was a particularly lame bit that he had done. I didn't say the name of his show. I just mentioned that interviewing Kermit the Frog is fucking lame. And was it intended to antagonize him? Yes, absolutely. It was meant purposely to, you know, make this statement that, you know, we can talk generally, but obviously that's about something. And to say that the rap wasn't meant to antagonize anyone is ridiculous. That was the point that I was trying to make. If you make this general statement, but you're very specific about certain things, everybody's going to think it's about them. And it was lame. It was stupid. If you heard the rap, believe me, it was the worst thing that's ever happened to the internet.
Your shit is whack. If it wasn't for free, I'd ask my money back. Back in 2009 when we started the show at two mics. That's all. That's when we were sitting on the floor back then. Back when Corolla started his.
But I guess my subtle statement about generality was lost. Go figure. So we get in this big Twitter argument that got out of hand. We had several people say some mean things to the dude. I said some mean things to the dude. But eventually, like all things, it died down. And then 2 weeks later, he does a show, and he says he humiliated me. So let's be clear, Shane or Alex or whatever your fucking name is, you unfollowed and or blocked 20 or so people on Twitter. You quit the podcast network you were on. I, on the other hand, spent the whole day laughing at you and went home and made spaghetti for dinner. If you're losing sleep over this, I'm sorry. But to say you humiliated anyone but yourself is a comical misrepresentation of events that I don't think even you are psychotic and delusional enough to believe. I don't want drama to become the focus of what we're trying to do. I want to show up on Mondays and try to entertain people. Don't email me and threaten my livelihood. Don't tweet that you're going to come fight me. Fuck off. Find someone else to have beef with. I'm fucking busy.
Take my eye. Let me under, baby, into your suffering.
Welcome to the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks internet radio program. I am Mike, joined by my lovely co-host, Napier.
Yo.
And I apologize for the overindulgent long intro. However, Napier wants to talk about Xboxes or something, right?
I like Xboxes. I like video games and having fun on the internet, shooting people.
Yeah?
Yeah. Especially in tanks, where I can get on the tanks.
Should we clarify that you were totally against that?
I was totally against it, yes.
You argued with me pretty much since the time you walked in the door that I shouldn't do that at all?
I think we should just let it drop.
Well, that was it. That's us letting it drop.
Well, that's not letting it drop. That's us getting the last word in.
No. He can have the last word now. That was my last word. I'm done.
Okay,
so talk about Xboxes.
Well, see, you know what my problem with this whole thing is? I'm not in the beef at all.
No.
I don't get on Twitter.
No,
I don't
you
understand.
Don't have anything to do with this. This is all me.
I don't know what's going on. That's my problem. I have no idea what the hell you people
and
are talking about.
That was the thing, is I think that some of our listeners didn't really know what was going on either. So I wanted to clarify. I wanted to tell the story from my point of view. Now we're done.
I guarantee you some of our listeners probably knew way more about this than I did.
Oh, I'm sure they do, yeah. But I don't care. I just wanted to get it out there. So now it's out there. Now we never have to talk about it again.
Excellent.
Okay, so let's talk about Xboxes.
Remember how the Xbox came out and they said, oh, well, it's got to be on once every 24 hours, or sometimes it's got to be on once every hour. And you got to have a Kinect connected to it at all times, and it's got to be on, or at least it's got to be in a sleep mode, and all this other kind of shit that was going on about video games and how you can trade it in to certain retailers, and only those certain retailers would be able to sell you a used game, or you could give it away to a friend one time.
Or couldn't you put buy a new registration or something?
Yeah, you'd have to buy a new
$15 or something.
Yeah, you'd have to do something stupid like that where you have to pay for the game again.
Right.
Well, eventually everybody gets pissed off and they say, well, I'm not going to buy it. And Microsoft said, okay, don't buy it. Buy the Xbox 360. It's already out there. Microsoft called everybody's bluff, and within a few weeks, the new PlayStation was out pre-ordering the new Xbox by 4-1.
Wow.
Microsoft collectively shit their pants. The guy in charge of all of these decisions, the guy whose job it was to say, you know, this is stupid or this could make us money, he's no longer with the company. He's with Zynga Games, the guys that make the Facebook games.
Yeah.
Yeah, he works there now.
Is that still a thing? You don't see that as often anymore. Is that kind of going away? Or
Zynga?
Is it still big?
Zynga Games? Yeah, they're still big.
What do they have? They had the Mafia one. That's the one
that's
I
still going
on. Is it?
Yeah.
You can still do the Mafia thing?
I think Farmville. They did Farmville.
Oh, okay, yeah.
They did a bunch of games. They're still making games. But he leaves. They put a new person in charge. When they put the new person in charge, they said, okay, well, here's what we're doing. No more stuff about used games, just trade it to a friend, give it away, we don't care anymore, our bad.
Well, the whole goal was to try to get rid of GameStop.
Yeah, that was that. Well, they make money off of the work that other people create. And some people don't like that, the people right. who create the games. They say, oh, well, I should make that money. But there's
another... Well, they have a point, I guess.
They have a certain point. And but the point is that, you know, other industries, they don't make secondhand sales.
Like books,
cars, movies.
Right.
None of these people get any money off of, you know, their secondhand sales. Well, why should games?
In their defense, the only reason they aren't is because they haven't figured out a way to do it yet.
Oh, they have. I mean,
you know, if they could, they would.
Well, they do. Yeah. It's stuff like Origin and Steam, where you can't sell them. I guess you could sell your account, but that's not really the same thing as buying a game for $40 and then saying, I don't want this game anymore. Let me give it to a friend. You can't really do that. So that... They like Steam's idea, but these are physical products. These are something you can hold in your hand. And if I'm holding it in my hand and I paid money for it, I can give that to whoever the fuck I want. That's my game. That can be somebody else's game for a dollar for all I give a shit. Because I already gave them $60. I already gave them my money.
Right.
Why do they need your money?
The fellows that bought that, we were just talking about it because I was asking you about that. What was the name of that game?
The Last of Us.
It looks kind of fun. It's like a zombie survival type thing, right?
Yes.
And, I mean, it looked like a fun game to play. I'd probably play it for a couple of hours and then never play it again.
Well, they do have multiplayer in there.
A guy bought it for probably $60. He beat it, and then he sold it to you for $35.
Yeah, it's more than GameStop would have given him.
Sure. And, I mean, that's the way that life should be, right?
Yeah, and he shouldn't have to write down
if you spend $60 on a product, you should be able to resell it because you bought it. It's yours.
Exactly. And it's not like these are digital keys. This is a physical product of the game. It's no different than a Nintendo cartridge when you get right down to it. But there's other ways that they can make money, and they certainly do make money other ways than just, you know, that original $60. When you buy Call of Duty... How much do you think Call of Duty sells for? Brand new.
Brand new now?
Brand new.
Probably $30.
Well, no, it's still $60.
Really?
The newest Call of Duty.
Oh, okay.
I'm
still playing the first Black Ops.
It's still fun.
I still play that sometimes.
Let's say you want to get the entire experience of Black Ops. You would have to buy 4 DLC little packets, each of them $15.
Ooh.
So your $60 game is now $120. And all those people that buy those used games, they don't come with the DLC. You have to rebuy it from the makers of the game. So even if I buy a game and I buy the DLC, I sell that game, that DLC is worthless. It doesn't come with the game.
Right.
Somebody else who wants those, they're going to have to pay for those too. And you know what? Okay, fine. I accept that. I can accept that as, you know, a new rule for gaming. That they're going to put out DLC, and some of it's not going to transfer. Fine. It's not the whole game. I'm okay.
Right.
But to tell me that I can't take a disc and give it to my friend for nothing, and then that's just money that you have to pay them, even though I have given you the disc for free, that's a little fucked up.
Well, the end of, like, the physical game would be the end of all of that.
Well, there's one problem with that. The United States, which is huge into gaming, isn't like Asia, where there's a shit ton of, you know, fiber optics everywhere. We have large swaths of this country. Millions of people do not have high-speed internet, and they can't get it.
Right.
And even then, in a lot of places that do have it, they have bandwidth caps.
Mm-hmm.
You hit that cap, you're done for the month.
Sure, yeah.
So you can't just... use your fucking... That could be somebody's livelihood. They can't just say, oh, well, fuck it. I'm going to take this money and I'm going to use my bandwidth to download the latest version of Sonic. Yeah, that's not going to fucking happen.
Right.
Dude's got fucking work to do. So they have reversed everything now. There's no more used game policy. Same policy they had before, which is none. No more 24-hour online requirement. The Kinect can now be not connected Used to, you had to connect it. Now you don't have to. And all of this shit that we heard when they were releasing the new Xbox, everything that they said was, this is hardwired into the console. We can't take it out.
So do you think that they're going to sneak it back in there after everybody's bought it?
I doubt it. I think they've had enough backlash where they won't.
Yeah.
And some people are saying, oh, well, the consumer market, it overreacted to this.
Don't you think there will be enough, like, truthers and paranoid people to really hurt their sales thinking it's still in there?
Oh, yeah. Of course they will. There's people that, you know, Microsoft, in their mind, Microsoft just burned them. You know, because when you hold all of these games that Microsoft is going to release or is going to release on their console, when you hold those hostage to their policies that you don't care for, that makes you feel shitty. When this information came out, I was devastated. Like, oh, fuck, am I not going to be able to play Halo anymore? I fucking love Halo. I love Halo. Why the fuck are they holding my Halo hostage? I can't shoot my green dudes anymore. That's fucked up.
Well, now that we're on a subject of things that irritate us that isn't particularly funny,
mm-hmm.
did you see the thing where Oprah Winfrey broke her silence about Trayvon Martin and she compared Trayvon Martin to Emmett Till and said it's the same thing? Emmett Till and Trayvon Martin are the same thing, is what she said.
I don't think that's right.
In case some of our listeners don't know what the story of Emmett Till is, it was a big thing in the civil rights. It was 1955, and he was a 14-year-old boy who flirted with a 21-year-old married white woman at a grocery store. And the woman's husband and her brother came to his house, dragged him to a barn, beat the fuck out of him, gouged out his eyeballs, shot him in the face, tied barbed wire around his neck, tied the other end to a 70-pound cotton gin fan, and tossed him in the fucking river. Now, this happened in 1955. It was a big moment in the civil rights movement, and everybody got pissed off when these two guys...
That sounds like a really big event to be pissed off about.
Yeah, you'd be pissed off about that, sure. The guys ended up getting off. And so this fucking psychotic idiot goes on TV and compares it to a 17-year-old kid who got in a fight with a Hispanic guy, and the guy had a gun and shot him.
Yeah.
I mean, like, what I just said, she compared to two guys getting in an argument about whether or not some guy should be where he was, and they got in a fight, and one guy shot the other guy.
Well, I listened to the interview. I don't think she was comparing the two events one-to-one. I think
she said it was the same thing. That was her exact words.
I think she said her feelings on it were the same. Like, it was, yeah, I don't think she was comparing them and saying they were exactly the same.
But I mean, like, to compare something about, like, when we were in this era of black persecution, I get it. It was awful. But I mean, especially fucking Oprah. I mean, Oprah is one of the most powerful, rich women in the world.
Yeah, she is.
She can't say anything about black persecution. She's fucking Oprah.
Well, that just because she's rich now doesn't mean she didn't face
that
later.
But I mean, and she can go on TV and say these things and not have people come to their house and tie barbed wire around her neck.
Yeah.
I mean, that shows that we've grown a lot as a society, doesn't it?
Well, yeah.
It's not the same thing.
No, it's not the same thing. But yeah, she has a right to say what she wants.
But it's crazy what she said.
It's wrong. It's not the same thing. I'm sure her feelings on it, like, she might feel that, you know, she might feel the same way about the two events, but the two events are not the same in any way. You know, one is people dragging somebody down into a river.
And torturing a 14-year-old kid and gouging out his eyeballs and shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, that's fucked up. The other thing, when it all comes down to it, what did Trayvon Martin and George Zimmerman have to do with race? I mean, really? What did it really have to do with race? I know that black people were upset about it. I know that they made it about race. But what in the case really jumps out at you as saying this is a racially motivated thing?
The current theory was that the only reason George Zimmerman followed Martin was because he was black. And
but that's speculation.
Yeah, that's speculation.
I mean, like, to speculate that is more racist than...
Well, really, the only person to say anything racist that night, at least that came out during the trial, was Martin. Martin was the one that called Zimmerman a crazy-ass cracker.
Oh.
I don't understand how some people think that that's not... That is a racial slur.
Cracker?
Cracker. Yeah.
And have something to do with cracking whips?
I think so.
I always thought, growing up, that it had to do with, like, the color of, like, a saltine cracker. Because we're all kind of pale faces.
You could go that way, too.
I don't think that's what it is.
No, I think it's
to do with cracking whips.
Yeah. But either way, the entire event was fucked up, but it wasn't that level of fucked up.
Got rid of my cat.
How'd it go? Did you give away your cat accessories? What are you going to fucking...
Well, see, I was thinking some of the stuff that I bought, like the little perch thing that he sits on.
Yeah, and the shitter.
I mean, I paid $40 for that. Maybe I can sell that in the garage sale and get $5 back for it or something.
Why don't you just sell it to somebody who has a cat for $5?
I don't know. But I mean, I wasn't going to give it to that broad. I fucking gave her a free cat. What more does she want? I gave her the litter box. I gave him somewhere to shit.
Yeah, but also...
Toys are her fucking business.
Yeah, but he was an asshole. I would have given anything. I would have gave that damn perch away.
Well, I put an ad on Craigslist and I was, you know, ranting about what a shitty cat he was, and I didn't put a picture, and, you know, surprisingly, I didn't get any results. But when I put up a new one and put a little picture, you know, he's a good-looking cat, I guess.
Yeah, there was nothing outly wrong with him if you looked at a photo. Just his brain.
Right, and so I took a picture of him, and I said, oh, he's sweet, we can't take care of him anymore, I'm gonna have to take him to the Humane Society, and they'll probably kill him. You better get him, or else he's going to die. And I did that whole thing, and I got a whole bunch of results for that.
Oh, sympathy. You know, that lady probably has 5 cats, and you just worked. Pulled on her heartstrings.
But you know, I'm like a big internet creep, so I like looked her up on Twitter, and like I've kind of been monitoring her Twitter account to see if she tweets anything about what an asshole catty is.
Are you trying to say that you gave her a demon and you're trying to see if she tells her friends about the demon cat?
Right. I've been paying attention. I'm not going to follow her because I don't want her to, you know, find me and give the cat back.
You think she would do that?
The last person I gave him to gave him back.
Well, I mean,
that's because he knew where I was. I met this broad at a gas station.
Well, also, that was your friend and you caused one of his lady friend's kids to get hit in the face with a cat.
Meet me in the parking lot of this Quick Trip. I'll give you a cat out of the trunk of my car.
That seems shady.
It was hella shady. It was really shady. But she did it. She showed up. She took the cat. She said, thank you. I was like, ha ha, you silly bitch.
You think that's what the last person that owned that cat said when your lady friend took it?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So... The day, 2 days later. Now, I don't know if I ever actually said it on the podcast or not, but the cat's name was Bo Jackson. I named the cat after a legendary multi-sport athlete, Bo Jackson.
He was a rather good multi-sport athlete.
Yeah, for a very brief period of time, he was like the biggest thing around. You know, Bo knows and all that. And I wanted to name the cat Darcy Walkaluck, but Laura wouldn't let me. So... We named the cat Bo Jackson. So now we live in St. Louis.
Yep.
We don't live in a particularly friendly area for the Kansas City Royals. Fuck
really?
The Kansas City Royals. They're in Kansas City. In your lifetime, how many times have you seen someone out on the street wearing a Kansas City Royals Bo Jackson jersey?
Never.
Never?
Never.
2 days after I give Bo Jackson away,
yep.
I find... A Kansas City Royals Bo Jackson jersey. Now, keep in mind, Bo Jackson has not played baseball in probably 20 years.
Really? That long ago?
Find it in a box out in the parking lot of my work.
Yep.
A fucking Kansas City Royals Bo Jackson jersey. I couldn't fucking believe it. That is the creepiest fucking, like, omen thing. Lara got sick. Lara's got a cold in August. That's weird, right?
No, I get allergies.
The devil's mad that we got rid of his cat.
Oh, there's nothing wrong with your cat. It's not the devil.
He's sending us signs.
No, he's not.
He's saying we made a mistake and we should have just dealt with it because the cat needed love.
Why can't this new person give him love?
I didn't keep the Bo Jackson jersey. I thought that it was like a... I threw it away because I was freaked out.
Well, you're a big dude. It probably wouldn't have fit you.
It was like a 4X.
Oh, really?
Shit. It was really big, yeah.
No, I guess it wouldn't have fit you.
I took pictures of it, though, in case you don't believe me.
Why would I not believe you?
Because it's a really weird story. I wouldn't believe me. I'd think it was... It's almost as far out as the wiener dog eating the pumpkin story.
No, it isn't. Wiener... Why is that... If you were to tell me you saw a 10-foot spider eating a pumpkin, I might call bullshit. But the fact that you saw a common dog eating a pumpkin in October, yeah. You know what? I can fucking believe that.
Man, you lying. I love that. That's my go-to story. Like when anybody I don't know, you know, is like, hey, what's going on with you? I'm like, let me tell you about this time I saw a wiener dog eating a pumpkin. And then I drove over the hill, and he was in the middle of the suicide lane. And I stopped, and I said, hey, what the fuck are you doing? He started barking at me. So I drove off, and he continued eating his pumpkin. And that's the end of the story.
My go-to story is the time where Tommy and Terrence got pissed off at each other, and Terrence threw a thing of chicken wings at your sister, and then Tommy beat his ass.
What?
You remember Terrence over at the Pizza Hut.
Oh, yeah, he threw chicken wings.
Yeah, and it hit your sister.
Right.
And Tom proceeded to kick the shit out of him.
I ever tell you about when I TP'd my own house?
What?
TP'd my own house.
Why?
That's right. TP'd my own goddamn house.
Who cleaned it up?
I was hanging out with Tom and Bobby.
Yeah.
Tom was on the football team. My sister was like a Hawkette.
Oh, yeah.
And so the Hawkettes... They went around, they TP'd all the freshman football players' houses.
Yep.
So we came outside, and Tommy's house had been TP'd. And I was like, ain't this some shit? And there's like a note, and it listed the people that TP'd the house, which you shouldn't do that. You shouldn't admit to a crime.
Well, it's supposed to be a teasing, not really a teasing. It's a welcoming event.
Yeah, it's like a school spirit thing. So anyway, one of the names on the goddamn list, my fucking sister.
Yeah.
I'm like, that bitch, she can't TP your house, man. We'll get her the fuck back. So we went to the Walgreens, we bought a fuckload of toilet paper, and we went and we TP'd my house. That fucking showed her. Well, it teaches her a lesson about TPing somebody's fucking house.
Did she have to clean it?
No, I think I did.
Well, what did that teach her? That when you TP your house that you live in with your sister, you have to clean it up?
Yeah.
So did she even get a look at it?
I think so.
Okay, well, yeah, that's kind of cool. That's kind of cool. At least you didn't egg your own house.
No, that's fucked up. You don't egg your own house. You know what I'm saying?
Like, whoa.
All right, well, we are going to take a brief break. When we return, we do have questions for Dr. Napier, and we're going to talk about minimum wage and whatever else Napier has. Do you have other stuff? Do you want to tease it?
Not really. For both.
You said something about, like, video game magazines or something.
Oh, yeah, we'll do that. We'll do that.
Sweet.
Excellent.
5 minutes, bye.
There are five veterans.
They're all awesome.
They all suck.
They're doing a podcast.
I Googled uniform opinions the other day. We are number one, number two, and number four. Every other result for the next 10 pages are people that can't spell uninformed.
They served in the Army.
That's the Gipper. God damn, that guy could give a speech.
The Navy.
Why do other people think we take offense to the name Squid?
The Air Force.
All right, I'm not really practicing or really know what I think anymore.
The Marines. You're never getting promoted again. And the Israeli Defense Force.
I know what you did last summer in Afghanistan.
They are the most interesting vets in the world. Listen to Uniformed Opinions Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Central on RadioFubar.com.
I'm telling you, folks, nerds are one of the most dangerous groups in this country because they end up running things. But they still hate everybody because they weren't the jocks in high school. So they play little dirty games on everybody. They use their brains to hurt people. And I'm aware of them. Okay? I see you, you little rats.
Listen to Nerdgasm Thursdays on RadioFubar.com.
Today, we're going to learn to make plutonium from common household items.
Well, let's get those nerds! Nerds! Nerds!
Hi, everyone. I'm Matt Reifer. You might remember me from such radio shows as Where Did My Beer Go? Beer, the only beverage needed. And the Mr. Producer Show. I'm here to tell you about a wonderful app available for most smartphones. It's called TuneIn. This app allows you to listen to over 60,000 different AM, FM, and internet radio stations such as Radio FUBAR. You can download the app in your app store for free or go to TuneIn.com. TuneIn allows you to listen to our insanity anywhere.
Hello and welcome back to the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks Internet Radio Program. I am Mike. My co-host Napier is still smoking a cigarette. The phone number to give us the alleged holler is 309-740-1430. Or you can Skype the program at WFODicks. So, what's going on?
I had a cigarette, and it was delicious.
Yeah. You said you wanted to talk about video game magazines.
Yeah, remember back in the day where when you would get the Nintendo Power or any of the other video game magazines, and they would come out with a list like, oh, here are the top 10 awesome games. And you would have played like a good handful of them. Like, most of them you would have played or owned or something along those lines. Like, you knew those games. Lately, those top 10 lists have been coming out, and I've been recognizing less and less of the games. And I'm feeling old.
Is it just there's so many, or is it that you have like a narrowed focus on certain things?
I think I have a narrow focus. I like Call of Duty and Halo, and then that's about it. Or the World of Tanks or World of Warcraft, and those aren't any of the fucking lists. So yeah, I feel out of it. I don't feel like I'm in the know for video games anymore. It makes me sad.
Yeah.
Because I used to love video games, playing all of them, like Metroid and fucking...
And that top 10 list was kind of like a what you should be doing.
Yes, that's like, oh, it's about Christmas time, here are the top 10 lists, get them for your little bastards. Like, oh, these are all awesome. And now I don't know if damn one of them.
Is the thing with the fast food workers that are striking because they want to make $15 an hour, is that over or is that still going on?
I think it's over.
Because I had it on my list for a couple of weeks and we just didn't get to it. And I was irritated at it. If McDonald's workers all make $15 an hour, that would like double their salary.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if it would double it, but it'd probably be a hefty increase.
The thing that bothers me about that is just that if a McDonald's worker is making $15 an hour, it's not like McDonald's is going to say, oh, well, we'll just make less money.
Yeah, sometimes when there is a pay increase, sometimes they do just make less money.
Yeah, but let's be honest.
Yeah, they probably won't.
The price of everything is probably just going to fucking go up double.
Yeah.
So then,
well, probably not double. It probably wouldn't double.
Paying $2 for a McDouble instead of one.
Probably about $2, $2.50 some on some of the items. Yeah.
So, in the long run, the price of everything's just going to go. And so, the people that are paying $2 instead of one for McDoubles, they're going to say, "Well, I'm not going to lose money. I'm going to raise the price of my shit."
Yeah,
because it costs more to get McDoubles. God damn it. and times are rough.
Yeah.
So then everything goes up. And so really, you're not making more money.
It depends on how you look at it.
You have the illusion of making more money.
Well, that it also depends on, you know, the cost of hamburger meat. The people who are making the $15 an hour, they're pretty much going to put all of it back into the economy. So when the lower paid workers make more, it raises everybody up because they're spending that money instead of saving it. If when you look at a McDonald's worker, do you think that dude's a hefty saver? No, that dude lives paycheck to paycheck.
Right.
And so they would spend their money, and other places would get money.
But if he's making double what he was making before, then maybe he has the opportunity to save a little bit. Up until everybody else decides it should just cost more to do everything, and then we're back where we were, and our money's just worth less.
Potentially, yeah. But also, you have to take into account, like, those people who make that little amount of money. They can't live on that.
Right.
So they go on welfare, food stamps, so they get government assistance. So you're paying them money either way.
Right.
So your tax money goes to them, charities give to them. They're still going to be getting they still get enough money to live on most of the time. But they do that through government handouts and other handouts and things like that. So if you were to give them a livable wage, you could take people off of that, and then you could actually lower taxes or put that tax money to something useful, like the roads that are crumbling or, you know, the fucking sewers that are decaying underneath us.
There's a road really close to our neighborhood that has been closed for like 3 years.
It was a pretty shitty road. I remember that
road. You know what road? Yeah, over by the Hucks?
Yeah, it was a shitty road.
People
would keep sideswiping each other on that fucking road.
What happened was the federal government sent a check to the state of Missouri, and they said, hey, here's half the money to fix this road. And Missouri took that half and never fixed the road. So they didn't contribute their half, and so the road has just been closed. And so, I mean, it's like down a busy street, and there's just this like barricade blocking off this road and says road closed, and it's been closed for like years.
Yeah, they put up the permanent road closure now because it's it's staked into the concrete now. So, yeah, I don't see that road ever coming back. But in reality, that was a shitty road. You would go down that thing at 20 and almost hit somebody.
Right.
Because of how narrow that fucking bridge
one part is, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So I can understand why they closed it, but if they got money to fix it, should have just fucking fixed it.
Well, they only got half.
Well, I guess it was enough to put up signs.
We do have questions for our beloved Dr. Napier. Drunk isn't here to do the song.
Did you want to still do the song?
Ask Dr. Napier. Do 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 do
do.
Ask Dr. Napier. Do 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 do. First question from Don, who is the co-host of just about every show on Radio FUBAR, Uniformed Opinions and Nerdgasm, and he has his own show called Damage Control, and he probably has other ones that I don't know about, but those are the three that I do know about.
Three good ones.
Have you ever danced with the devil in the pale moonlight?
I think we've had that one before.
I believe we have, yeah.
The answer is no.
You've never done that?
No.
You don't want to elaborate or anything?
I guess...
Have you ever danced with anyone in the pale moonlight?
I've danced with a few ladies, but I didn't dance very well. It was rather unbecoming.
From James Roy Lay III, I believe. I believe he's the third James Roy Lay.
Excellent.
Last week, I busted a nut on this chick, and it was orange. The next morning, my left testicle was the size of a grapefruit. Is this normal?
Depends on what your version of normality is. I would say no. and to get that checked out. I think your testicle is bleeding.
I don't think that should ever happen, ever, right?
No, it shouldn't. That's a very bad thing to happen.
So if your nut was orange, does that mean that like it was like a mixture of probably blood and semen
and some other stuff? Yeah, probably.
Like when you mix ketchup and
ranch
or mayonnaise together.
Yeah,
it's kind of like an orange southwesty flavor. You know what I mean?
I hope it didn't taste like that. Oh God.
So your answer for that is no. That is not normal.
That is in no way normal. Don't do that.
A grapefruit, that's really big.
Yeah.
I mean, my testicles are probably about the size of, I don't know, what could I compare them to?
Kiwis.
No, they're not that big. You have kiwi-sized testicles?
No, I don't.
I'd say my testicles are probably about the size of like a
ping pong ball.
Like a little bit bigger than those
big seedy grapes things, yeah.
Those malt ball eggs you get at Easter time.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I don't think my balls are particularly giant.
Excellent.
Let's talk more about my balls.
Okay, how are they hairy?
Are your balls bigger than my balls? You said kiwis. That would be pretty big.
No, I'm just generalizing here.
Kiwis are pretty big.
Kiwis are pretty big for testicles. Well, human testicles, not all testicles.
I'd say my balls are probably the size of like a pencil eraser. Not like the eraser on a pencil, but like if you buy the pink one separate.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
I would say mine are slightly bigger than that.
Yeah?
Yeah, bigger.
So you win?
Yeah, I win.
I would say my balls, they're probably like the size of, you know, like the plug that you plug stuff into? Outlets?
Yeah, the outlet plug thingy, yeah.
Not the cord, but the plug part.
Yeah.
My balls are probably about that size.
Okay, yeah, we can work with that. Yeah, that's cool. That's a good size for balls.
I'd say my balls are probably about as big as a squirrel's head.
You're getting bigger here.
I'm trying to accurately describe the size of my balls.
I'm going to say large seedless grapes. I'm going to go there. Like the big ones.
Like the big ones.
Yeah.
But a grapefruit, no, that's bad.
No, grapefruit is
that's
not
too
good.
Big.
Yeah,
I would say even if it was like an orange, that would probably also be too big.
I would say orange would be on the upper end of way
I'd
too
I'd be a little freaked out if we got into like golf ball or tennis ball.
Golf ball or tennis ball, you
or
know
like
what?
One of those blue racket balls.
If like the dude's a huge dude, I could see golf ball. They'd have to be a huge dude. Like huge hog swinging dude.
I'd say my balls are probably about the size of a Christmas light. Not like the little blinky Christmas lights,
yeah,
but like the normal size ones that they used to have.
Oh, yeah. I think those were fire hazards.
Next question from Shannon Lake from the Not Safe for Water Coolers podcast. What if vaginas were like piñatas? Would candy fall out of them instead of babies? I mean, they both take a beating from a rod.
Excellent.
What is the question exactly? If a vagina was in fact a piñata, would candy fall out of it? Yes.
Hopefully not slimy candy. I mean, you could could put candy in your lady right now. I mean,
Crazy Jay in the chat. Great question? Question mark. Oh. So yes,
but it would. Yeah, I would suggest wrap your candy first. Don't like, you know, leave a bunch of unwrapped candy in your lady. That's probably not good for anybody.
Question from Mandy Weaver of the Furnacast. My husband says he doesn't like me listening to your show because the name implies that I'm a whore. What is the likelihood he will beat me later?
Same likelihood that you're a whore and should be beaten.
What about listening to art? I guess because it's pornographic or something?
I don't think it's pornographic.
But is that what it implies? Is that if you listen to this, then you're some kind of pervert or something?
I just thought that they would mean like
they're...
I don't
even think we're particularly perverted.
No, I don't think so, no. There are way worse shows.
I think it's just a front. I think that the name is just like a front.
I thought it was just... like a bunch of dicks. Like,
that way so that like if people listen to it and they think, oh, you know, maybe we shouldn't listen to that. We weed out the people that probably would have a problem with it
before
they
alone.
Even start.
I just think of it as like a bunch of dicks. Like you, me, Paul drunk, all kind of dicks. And we would all fit together in the same wheelbarrow, kind of like. We would certainly fill one. So yeah, wheelbarrow full of dicks. Four dudes. That are now two dudes.
I would say my balls are probably about the size of like one of those really small solar lights. Like the ones that are only a dollar.
Solar lights?
Yeah, like the ones you put in your front yard.
Those are pretty big.
No, like the just the top part, just like what lights up. Not the pole.
Just the bulb?
Just like the bulb.
Yeah, that's a good size for balls.
Right, right.
You're not getting into the nasty territory.
I would say my balls are about the size of like a just started off pine cone.
Oh, those little nubs that are green?
Yeah, like before they really become like a full-on pine cone.
Excellent.
Or like, you know, the spiny ball trees?
Oh, those little like gumball things?
Yeah, like the gumball trees.
Yeah.
I'd say my balls might be just a little bit bigger than one of those gumballs.
Yeah, that's a good size. Yeah, that's a healthy adult male size.
Last question from Anchor Babcock of the Unfit for FM internet radio program. If you were going to try to get a blowjob from a friend's wife, how exactly would you ask her?
Hey, want to give me head while your husband's out?
This is in reference to this past Saturday's Mr. Producer show.
I wasn't there for that.
The co-host of the Matt Reefer 4 Hours of Power made advances at Mr. Producer's wife.
How did that go?
They were kind of mad at him.
Oh.
Because he made advances at his wife.
Like on the show or like off the show and they had to like hash it out?
They were moving. It wasn't explained how he asked, so I guess that's what he wants to know, is how do you go about asking that question?
I would think
you would want to be very vague. That way you could probably, you know, backtrack if need be.
Well, maybe she likes the, you know, authority, you know, that you're giving her.
Yeah, but you have to have an out, like if she isn't, you know... into it, right?
Well, then you just say, oh, well, never mind.
You have to be able to not deny it in a way. You can't just come right out and say, hey, blowjob, how's about it?
You could, and then you say, no, I was joking. Why would I ever say it exactly like that?
I don't know. Why would you do anything? But yeah, if you're listening to this and you've always thought, hey, I want to be the co-host of a podcast, you out there, you can be the co-host of the Matt Reefer 4 Hours of Power. Just tweet 4 Hours of Power. And don't let the name fool you. You won't actually have to come up with 4 hours of content because the 4 hours of Power is only 1 hour long.
Well, if you take it into account monthly.
Anchor has a point. If you help somebody move, you do deserve a blowjob.
Or at least, you know, pizza. That's equivalent, right? Pizza.
That's it for Ask Dr. Napier. Do you want to do the song
again? Yeah.
Ask Dr. Napier. So last week, we forgot to give Drunk his podcast SmackDown Challenge. So I'm not going to let him get away with it 2 weeks in a row.
Are we going to call him?
That's bullshit. So I don't know. Do you want to try to call him or do you want to just tell him what it should be?
Or do you think he's listening?
I don't know. Well, how if the he's hell not, would I know?
If he's not listening, what is he? Or are you going to tell him later?
Don't you think he'd listen to the show?
I don't think he would.
Okay, let's go over the brackets. We are now in the second round of Drunk's podcast SmackDown Challenge. So this is all winners here. In the end, I guess we're all winners. But these winners were actual winners. So we have the Furnacast versus the Twisted Sisters, the Half Scoop versus Dorktown, Murphy's Mercenaries Law and the Mercenaries Law, Murphy's Mercenaries
and the Mercs
and the Mercs Mercenaries Mercs, Mercs. Law. Versus the 4 Hours of Power, the now co-hostless show. Tiny Odd Conversations versus Chicken Dick. Sweet Feathery Jesus versus the Eric Toddcast. Nerdgasm versus 76th Street.
Or does that say 26th Street?
It's 76th Street.
I can't read.
Sorry. The Uniformed Opinions versus Pod Cheese, and the Brit and the American versus our beloved Unfit for FM.
Well, since they, you know, that bracket down there, that's kind of the, you know, the newest bracket that we have since they finished it out. Let's have them start it off with Brit and the American versus Unfit for FM.
Oh, really? You're gonna do that one right off the bat, huh?
Well, the Unfit for FM guys are kind of right. We need to get this fucking over.
Well, we have what? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 more rounds in the second round. And then another 1, 2, 3, 4, 4 in the third round.
We're going to be... And then, this is going to take a while, isn't it?
It's never going to end.
Well, I mean, eventually.
And then 2 in the fourth round, and then the grand championship at the end. So we're going with Unfit for FM versus the Brit and the American?
Yes.
All right, guys. So that'll be, if you're playing the at-home version, be sure to check out the latest episodes of Unfit for FM and the Brit and the American.
Excellent.
Excellent. What else do we got?
That's all I got.
That's all you got?
You got critters in here.
I know. We left the door open too long.
Yeah.
Well, guys, I guess that's all we got.
Yep. Yeah, I vote we call it on time tonight. We haven't called it on time for a while.
When was the last time we did that?
Quite a while ago. Quite a while ago.
Yeah. There are shirts in the Radio Foobar store. The Radio Foobar store is back up again.
Yay!
So go get your Uniformed Opinions shirts. I believe there's a couple of WFOD shirts in there. There's a Nerdgasm shirt and a It's All About Me shirt.
Excellent.
The side project.
Excellent again.
So, yeah, there you go.
Get all of your favorite flavors from all of your favorite casts. Yay!
So, I hope that the whole thing with the guy is done.
I do, too.
I'm so tired of it.
There's no reason to have beef. It's not like anybody in here is doing it for money.
Right.
It's not like anybody over there is doing it for money, either.
Just ignore me. I'm not that important.
Well, see you in hell, faggots.
I want you to know it's over.
Bye.
Every Monday night at 9-8 Central at RadioCuba.com. Find us on iTunes and rate us 5 stars. Call us at 314-266-WECHO-D and leave a message that may get played on the air. Visit us at WECHODIX.podbean.com. Follow us on Twitter at WECHODIX. Join our board at WECHODIX.boards.net and remember to always say please and thank you. Go wash up. You have been a dirty, dirty girl.
Now it's time to say goodbye to all our company. M-I-K-E.
Because we like you.
A game life plays makes you think everything they ever said you were. Like to take some time, clear away everything I've planned. Was it love I betrayed for the shape that I'm in? It's not hard to fail. It's not easy to win. Did I drink too much? Could I disappear? And there's nothing that's left but wasted tears. There's nothing left but wasted tears. There's nothing left but wasted tears. If I could change my simple kind of man, try to do the best I can. If I could see the signs, I'd derail every path I could. And I'm about to die. Won't you clear away from me? Give me strength to fly away. It's not hard to fail. It's not easy to win. Did I drink too much? Could I disappear? And there's nothing that's left but wasted tears. There's nothing left but wasted tears. There's nothing left but wasted tears. There's nothing left but wasted tears. Shape that I'm in. It's not easy to win.
Drunk, what would you describe your balls as being the size of?
Like the one individual ball, or
yeah,
like the whole sack is in one, or
huh?
Like the whole sack is in one, or just the one individual ball?
Like your individual balls.
I would say, I don't know, what's a little bit larger than a grape? A cherry.
Cherries?
Yeah, sure, cherries.